The Vaishnav calendar is one of festivals. During these festivals, we remember and glorify the persons who are to be glorified in these festivals, and the leelas, the pastimes that took place on these particular days. So there are particular days for especially glorifying Srimati Radharani, Radhashtami, for remembering and glorifying and taking out Lord Jagannath on his cart. There are the appearance and disappearance days of the great Vaishnava Acharyas. There is, of course, Janmashtami, when we celebrate the appearance of Lord Krishna in this world. Nrisimha Chaturdashi, we glorify Lord Nrisimha, the Supreme Lord, the same Supreme Lord, who is Krishna, who is Rama, who is Jagannath, who is Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. We worship him as Nrisimha Dev. So this day, Govardhan Puja, is especially for remembering Govardhan and Govardhan Puja, not just for remembering, for again performing Govardhan Puja, and for remembering the Leela, Krishna's Leela as Giribharadhari, the lifter of the great hill, the greatest hill. We may think, well, Govardhan's not such a great hill. There are bigger hills than Govardhan. But actually, Govardhan is very big. He's bigger than now they think that Everest is the biggest hill. But actually, Govardhan is bigger, but he's hiding. He's gradually hiding away, becoming smaller and smaller. Some say, well, according to Shastra, that is according to the curse of Pulasya Muni, that he's shrinking at the rate of one mustard seed a day. He's sinking down into the earth. Although those who are devotees with inner vision, they understand that this is due to separation from Krishna, that he's just shrinking away in the ecstasy or the sadness of separation from Krishna. So anyway, Govardhan is a very big hill, and Krishna lifted him up, and he was much bigger than what we can see with our material eyes at the present time. Govardhan, we remember Govardhan today. Govardhan means who increases the goat, or who nourishes the cows. Or if we take goat to mean the senses, then Krishna, who is Govinda, the giver of pleasure to the cows and the senses, his own senses are given pleasure by this hill, who is therefore known as Govardhan. And for this reason, Govardhan has been praised by the gopis as Haridasa Varya, the greatest of the devotees of Hari. Now there are many, many devotees of Hari, unlimited devotees of Lord Hari, among whom Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has glorified the gopis themselves as the best. Krishna himself glorifies the gopis as the best. In Bhagavatam, we find that Uddhava is specifically referred to as Haridas. He is a devotee of Lord Hari. But Lord Hari, Krishna, while describing to Uddhava the glories of bhakti, has clearly said that the best of my devotees are the gopis. And the gopis themselves, they glorify Govardhan as the best devotee. Why is that? Haridas of Arya. Because they glorify him as the best of the devotees because he provides water, very nice water for drinking, and many different nice drinks and sitting places for Krishna and his devotees. He provides very nice grass for the cows to take. He provides nice caves for Krishna and his devotees. When it's very hot, they can take shelter in the caves of Govardhan. When it's very cold, they can take shelter. When it's raining, they can take shelter in the caves of Govardhan and perform their wonderful pastimes can go on. So Krishna, who is famous as Gopal, he loves to take out his cows, and he particularly loves to take his cows to Govardhan, which provides all facilities for facilitating Krishna's wonderful pastimes. So the gopis, they are the greatest devotees, but they appreciate how the other devotees are serving, and Govardhan serves Krishna and Balaram by providing the place for their pastimes. And where there are Krishna's pastimes, that means there are so many devotees. So he serves not only Krishna and Rama, Balaram, but he serves all the devotees. And in this way, the gopis, they praise him as the best of the devotees. And because he, now one thing we should understand, that Govardhan, he's a person. He's not an inanimate hill, but like many of the hills, he's recognized to be a person. Every hill, every river, every ocean, they're all persons. So Govardhan is a person. He's the son of Dronachalam, who's in South India. So he is not just an inanimate hill, but he specifically came to Vrindavan, or he was being carried on the way to Varanasi, but when he was going on the way over Vrindavan, he thought, this is the right place for me, not Varanasi, which is full of impersonalists. Let me come here and serve the Lord. So by his attitude of service to the Lord and his devotees, he learned to serve not only the Lord, but all his devotees. And therefore, he got the opportunity to serve the Lord and all His devotees in the very pleasing pastime where they could all be together with Krishna. The gopis, they always wanted to be with Krishna, but because He has many different pastimes, that is not possible. Because sometimes He's out with the cows and they're at their homes and they're not allowed to go to be with Him. Or sometimes Krishna's only with the gopis and not with the cowherd boys. So in this way, at different times of the day, He's with different devotees. But whenever certain devotees were not able to be with Krishna, they were feeling that time to be very painful. So this pastime was very pleasing to all the Vrajavasis because they were all able to come together and be with Krishna for 7 days and nights. So this is a very pleasing pastime to Krishna and all His devotees. And Govardhan got the opportunity to facilitate that pastime. He served all the devotees. And he did so by taking all the force of the clouds, rain, and the thunderbolts of Indra on his body. He took great difficulty to do so. But he did that very pleasingly. Young Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda, he took great pleasure in having the feet of Balaram and Krishna and all the devotees running over him. But in this pastime, even though he's usually at the feet of Balaram and Krishna and all the devotees and very happily supporting them, holding their feet are on him. He's very happy to have the feet of all the devotees on them. But in this pastime, he got the opportunity to give shelter to all the devotees by being above them and sheltering them from the torrential rain and the thunderbolts. So the devotees, they always want to be at the lotus feet of Krishna, but this time to serve Krishna and His devotees, he was held up. He got the touch of Krishna's hand and he was held up by Krishna above all the devotees. Now to serve the devotees, serving means we have to be under them. But in this case, because Krishna wanted to be an umbrella, you have to go above. So he was being a big umbrella. So to do that, he was willing to go above the devotees, which normally we wouldn't do, but for service, we can do. One time, Srila Prabhupada, they were going to put a picture of his Gurudev above his sitting place. But to do that, his sitting place at that time consists of a mat and a little trunk. That was the early days of ISKCON. So it's very simple. But they didn't, the sitting mat was there, and to put it in place, they didn't want to tread on his mat, and they were stretching, and there was Prabhupada came in and saw and said, "Why don't you tread on the trunk?" They said, "Prabhupada, that's your paraphernalia. We can't tread on it." Prabhupada said, "For serving me, you can tread on my head if you wish." So, of course, devotees would never think of doing so. But the principle is to serve. We know the gopis themselves, they are praised as the greatest devotees. Why? Because that was demonstrated when Krishna apparently had a headache. And Narad Muni was saying, "What's the medicine?" "The medicine is the dust of the feet of my devotees." So Narad, when you went to so many devotees, "Give me the dust of your feet." "No, I can't give you. You're a great devotee." "No, I want it for Krishna. Krishna wants it." "What does Krishna want it for?" He wants to put his head. No way. We can't put the dust of our feet on Krishna's head. All the devotees refused. But when the gopis heard that Krishna has a headache, so how can it be cured? We want the dust of your feet. That will admit it. Yes, take it. But don't you know you'll go to hell? We'll go to hell. But let Krishna's headache be cured. So the principle is how to serve Krishna. To serve Krishna, generally we have to take a position below Krishna. Because serving means taking a position below. But if out of necessity of service, one has to go above, then a real devotee is prepared to do so. So generally a devotee will never go above. He'll not do. But here, Govardhan is serving all the devotees by being above them. And then later he goes down and all the devotees go above him again. But at the time of necessity, he will go above. So this is a great lesson that we should be prepared to do anything for the service of Krishna. If Krishna so desires, we should be prepared. We find in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was dancing and dancing for hours and hours. And so his transcendental body manifested the pastime of becoming very tired. Although his body is satchidananda vigraha, it is not subjected to material conditions. But in his apparent tiredness, after taking his lunch, actually he's tired, but not in the same way that we are tired. That's another manifestation of his transcendental ecstasy. So after taking his lunch, his standard practice was that he would go back to his room, the Gambhira, and Govinda, his servant, would come and press his legs for a little time until he went to sleep, and then Govinda would go and take his lunch, which was the remnants of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prasadam. So Mahaprabhu came to his room and just collapsed. He went inside the room, and without going fully inside the room, he just collapsed in the doorway. And so Govinda said, "Could you just move aside a little bit to let me come in so I can come in and massage you?" Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "No, can't move at all. I'm completely exhausted. He'd been dancing." What had happened, he'd been dancing from Mangalati right up to midday. He was in such ecstasy, he just didn't stop. He just forgot time, place, circumstance. He was dancing and dancing. And he wouldn't have even have stopped, but Sarup Damodar found a way to stop him. And then they said, "Prabhu, it's time, you know, you have to do your midday duties and take that." "Oh, okay, all right." So he said, "I can't move." He said, "Well then, I can't come inside to massage you." He said, "Anyway, you do whatever you like, but I just can't move." So then Govinda thought what to do, and he took his uttariya, his top cloth, spread it over Mahaprabhu's body, which was right in the doorway, offered obeisances, came inside and did massage. And then Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell asleep. Then after some time, Mahaprabhu woke up and he saw Govinda is still sitting there. He said, why are you sitting there? Why didn't you go to take your lunch?" He said, "Well, I couldn't go out because you're in the doorway." He said, "Well, how did you come in?" Govinda didn't say anything, but in his mind, he thought that for doing service, I can commit any number of offenses. But for my own sense gratification, I can't even imagine doing even a slight offense. So, this we can remember. Govardhan is above all the devotees. Whereas normally he's below, because he's a servant. He's only thinking how to serve, but Krishna took that now we need you to be our shelter. So he did that, and then again Krishna put him down, and then again the devotees ran on the hill. But we won't run on the hill. We shall not do so. Because Govardhan appears in Krishna Leela, and he gives shelter to all the devotees, and he continues to give shelter to all the devotees, and the devotees, they want to be Hari Das Anudas Anudas. So Govardhan is serving Krishna, and the devotees are worshipping Govardhan, who is simultaneously non-different from Krishna and the devotee. So the devotees, they worship him as Krishna, and they also pray to him for the opportunity to serve Krishna at the end of Govardhan. Govardhan is in the shape of a peacock, and his two eyes are Radhakund and Shyamakund. Rupa Goswami Prabhupada has said that the most fortunate situation is residence at Radhakund, because that is the place of the most intimate pastimes of Radha and Krishna. So the opportunity there is for service. Raghunath Das Goswami was living at Radhakund. He was himself praying for the opportunity to serve Radharani in her service to Krishna. Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he always prayed for residence at Govardhan, following in the prayer of Raghunath Das Goswami. Nija Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhana Twam. Praying for residence at Govardhan. So Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was praying that I shall reside at Govardhan. Rupa Goswami has recommended to reside at Radhakund. But Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur is saying, I shall reside at Govardhan. And from there I shall go to Radhakund, and I shall serve the devotees who are serving there at Radhakund. And then I shall come back to Govardhan, which is a little bit lower place. That is the proper place for me. The devotees, they are living at Radhakund, and they are serving there. But I am not fit to be there. I shall come a little bit lower position so I can serve them. So this is the attitude of the devotees, that Govardhan is serving the devotees, and therefore he's known as the best devotee. He's praised as the best devotee by those who are directly serving Krishna, the gopis. Actually, they directly serve Radha, and she serves Krishna. So they are praising Govardhan, that how he's so nicely facilitating all the pastimes. He's giving all the facilities. So, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur saw that I shall take shelter of Govardhan, and in this way I will have the facility to serve the devotees who are engaged in the direct service of Radha and Krishna. Srila Prabhupada, he was lying in his bed in Vrindavan. preparing to, we say, to enter the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Although, we say that, although factually he never left them, but he came to this world to give us the opportunity to also engage, to begin to approach those pastimes by serving him. So, when he is manifesting the pastime of being ill, he requested, now you take me on Govardhan Parikrama. He desired that, let me follow in the footsteps of all the great devotees. Sanatana Goswami was daily performing Parikrama of Giriraj Govardhan, even in his apparent old age, when his body was, to extrinsic vision, becoming old. So Prabhupada thought, then, let me go on Parikrama. There were two parties. One party was saying, yes, let's take Prabhupada. It's his desire. We should follow his order. And the other devotees were saying, no, Prabhupada, his body is too frail. If we take him, he'll pass away. Prabhupada said, well, that's good. If I pass away on Govardhan Parikrama, that's very good. So there was some controversy among the devotees. And eventually, Prabhupada agreed that he didn't want to distress his disciples by putting them in anxiety, by going in his apparently unfit condition on Govardhan Parikrama. But we should know that Prabhupada is always situated at the lotus feet of Govardhan. He's an eternal associate of Krishna. He's never at any other place but Govardhan. And we can, by his grace, join in the eternal pastimes of Radha and Krishna and the cows and the cowherd boys and the water and the grass and the trees of Vrindavan. We can attain the benediction of eternal service by following in the footsteps of Srila Prabhupada, who taught us, as Govardhan teaches, as all the devotees teach us, that we are simply meant to serve the Lord and his devotees. So this Giriraj Govardhan is the greatest of devotees. On every festival day, we worship the Lord and his devotees according to the particular mood, according to the particular, suitable way on this day. So on this day, we cook so many different preparations for the pleasure of Krishna and then distribute to the devotees who take pleasure in serving Krishna by honoring his prasad, by being happy in Krishna's service. So Krishna is happy to see his devotees happy, and all the devotees are happy to circumambulate Giriraj and pray to him. On this day, we can pray to him that we are eternally engaged in the service of Krishna and his devotees. We are eternally engaged in giving pleasure to Krishna and his devotees. Nicha Nikata Nivasa Dehi Govardhanatvam. Please give me a place please allow me the opportunity to reside beside you, means give me the opportunity to also engage, to imbibe that mood of service to Krishna and his devotees. And in this way, the benedicted to serve as Giriraj Govardhan is doing, always very happily engaged in the service of Krishna and his devotees. Jai Jai Giriraj.